All right, everybody, this is Jim Fried, and this is a live remote, a special Friday edition of Fried on Business. We're coming from iCamp, the University of Miami Integrative and Complementary Academic Medicine Programs, integrating functional nutrition into clinical practices. We're here at the Marriott Biscayne Bay, interviewing all kinds of really neat people that are all about health and wellness. I want to thank Dr. Victor Franks and Pinnacle Housing Group for sponsoring this remote broadcast. Pinnacle Housing Group is a locally based affordable housing developer, in fact, a developer of all kinds of different property types. You'll recognize them on the street because you drive by their projects, and they've got the Romero Brito sculptures on it. They're the seventh largest affordable multi-housing developer in the United States. And, of course, Dr. Victor Franks has his health and wellness thing coming up. Victor, what's going on? What you got coming up here in the summer, man?
Oh, this summer I have the executive boot camp for the soul, because of, for all you stressed out people out there, that's exactly what you need. And it's a three-day getaway to give you enough time to visit Yellowstone Park and do everything you need to do in the area. But it's the most relaxing 3 days of your life.
Well, it sounds great. Now, Victor, we're here at the conference. The conference is talking about integrating clinical nutrition into medical practices, assessing nutritional status through body composition analysis. There's about 10 different really neat things here. But before we do anything, I want to make sure that everybody realizes that the iCamp program at the University of Miami Health Center, we call it UHealth, is always looking for new donors. If you'd like to get involved and donate to this fabulous organization, you can call my good friend Donna Franklin. She's the one that's been taking all of my pictures all day. And you can reach Donna at 305-243-4751. She is absolutely a dynamite person for you to know and for you to get to know. And this is one heck of a program. We're going to start our stuff off today with Susan Luck. Susan works with iCamp, and she's going to tell us what she does there. Susan, you're an RN, right?
I am. I am a registered nurse, and I've been involved with integrative medicine for many years. And in the community, I've been working with the University of Miami in coordinating the collaborative venture of the Institute for Functional Medicine with the University of Miami and their integrative medicine program.
Wow, get that all on a business card.
That was full.
Now, what is it exactly? What is it that you do here with the program and the integrative medicine and all that other stuff?
Well, I've been involved in as a go-between with national figures in the field of functional medicine, experts in the field that we've brought to the university, and coordinating the program with the physicians, nurse practitioners, and other practitioners in the community who are participating as students in the program to expand their knowledge of nutrition in their clinical practice.
Now, why is nutrition important in their clinical practice? We always talk about health and wellness on our show, and I know that when I eat well, I feel good, but that seems a little bit too basic. Is that all it really is?
Well, it may be as basic as that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Actually, in the complex world of medicine, we're often missing some very basic core key concepts, such as how nutrition plays a vital role in health and wellness. And what the iCamp program and the program here in nutrition is trying to do is bring more awareness to the medical community. And we've had great receptivity of many of the physicians at the University of Miami in many different specialties, along with medical students and residents, coming to the program to expand their knowledge base of nutrition, because unfortunately, as important and as much of a science as nutrition is, it isn't taught in medical schools, and many physicians are really hungry for that knowledge.
That's a great play on words there. But I can tell you, that was fabulous. And I can tell you that I'm sure that most doctors have the same knowledge of nutrition that I have. My fifth grade health course on the food pyramid, which is only about 35 years old at this point.
Right. And actually, that food pyramid is now a dinosaur.
Really?
No pun intended.
It's the food dinosaur.
It is the food dinosaur because it's an obsolete model, and we realize that that pyramid of meat and dairy at the top has caused a lot of the problems that we're actually seeing in healthcare today. So there's a new pyramid based on whole foods, real food, and that's a lot of what we're bringing into this program.
Now, what are some of the whole foods and real foods that you're talking about?
Well, the basics, anything that grows on in the earth, nature, what people have eaten traditionally in cultures around the world forever. The American diet is a very modern concept. We question whether it is food, most of it.
Certainly a bunch of additives and colors.
Well, and packaged, and really not giving the nutrients that fuel the body, fuel the cells, communicate with systems and give energy to the body.
Well, I can only say that I do take some vitamins, but all my vitamins are food-based. Victor, why don't you chime in about that food-based vitamin stuff?
I like to use Standard Process, but there's other supplements as well. But the good thing is they're really made from food. They're not synthetic-based, and that's a big difference.
So I guess that plays right into what you're talking about, Susan, is that the most important thing is to get real food in your body, not some type of processed stuff. And we always love our local farmers, and eating green at Whole Foods is one of my favorite things.
And also I'd like to say that in the community in Miami, many communities are growing their own food and creating community-based gardens where they might not have access to Whole Foods.
Well,
there is a movement going on in our community, and our program is trying to support that.
Well, I just drove down. I got off of I-95 at 151st Street, doubled back to 135th Street, and drove through all those big lotted homes in North Miami, and I saw many people with gardens out front. Yeah.
I think there's an awareness, and some of that awareness in the community is having an impact on why physicians are interested in knowing more, because it's becoming part of the cultural understandings. And as doctors who are giving information, it's really vital that they have the information at hand to be able to support the health of their patients.
Well, Susan, I really can't thank you enough for joining us today. Now, you're involved with UHealth and the University of Miami Health System, which is what we call UHealth. And my personal question to you would be, what is the most important thing that's a takeaway from the conference that you've had here today?
I would say the knowledge that is being imparted by the faculty here, and also the openness of the physicians who have come to this, not just today, but this is a two-year program, and this is part of the first year winding down of their receptivity to learning new concepts and how to really help their patients be healthy. So it's been really exciting to see the shift in the culture of medicine.
Well, Susan Luck, RNCCN, I want to thank you so much for helping our community be a healthier place to live. I want to thank you so much, and we'll be right back after a real short break with Dr. Ruth DeBusque, PhD, RD. We're going to have some great healthy talk. Stick with us, making our business community a healthy place.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back at the iCamp Conference that the University of Miami Integrative and Complementary Academic Medicines Program is producing. It's the Integrated Functional Nutrition and Clinical Practices. It's talking to doctors about how they should use nutrition to help keep you healthy. Of course, we're here with the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth. We want to thank Dr. Victor Franks for sponsoring us. We also want to thank Pinnacle Housing Group. Pinnacle Housing Group has developed 44 apartment communities in Florida, Mississippi, and Texas. And we are here. We're going to be talking this segment to Dr. Ruth DeBusk. She's a PhD, a longstanding interest in nutritional genomics and functional medicine. I want to welcome you to the show, Dr. DeBusk.
Thank you very much.
Oh, got to lean in and talk a little stronger there, Doc.
Thank you very much.
You got to you got to watch Juan, our American hero. He'll tell you. Now, first of all, tell me a little bit about how genetics and nutrition interact.
That's a really interesting topic. The food that you eat actually talks to your genes.
Really?
It can turn genes on and off. It can compensate for genetic limitations that we have.
Wow.
So it gets to be increasingly important that we understand all of that interplay so that we can choose our foods appropriately.
Well, I always heard that mixing your foods was not necessarily the best things. Wives' tale melon is bad for digestion, stuff like that. So you can actually look at my genomic profile and tell me what I should and shouldn't be eating to maximize my nutritional absorption?
You got the basic idea. We can't do that quite yet, but that's exactly where the research is going.
Wow, that's really cool. Now, is this part of what's going on at the Center for Human Genomic Research at the University of Miami Health Center? We call them UHealth?
I don't know, but I bet.
Oh, boy, that sounds really good. Now, what's your role here in the iCamp program? You were a speaker today, right?
I am one of the speakers, and we're just trying to teach physicians the importance of nutrition and how to integrate it into what they already do.
Now, what was the big takeaway from your talk earlier today?
Many things. I think one is the importance of body composition, and Dr. Stone that was just speaking is again driving that same message home. There's lots of inexpensive, readily available keys that we can get from patients that we're overlooking.
Okay. There you go. Now, we know that there's lots of things that people need to do in their nutritional health that can trigger or not trigger some genetic responses. What's a good thing for people to eat to turn on their genes the right way?
Of course, it depends on what their genetic makeup is, but
okay.
That's exactly what we're trying to get to from a research standpoint and be able to translate that into clinical practice. If you know what somebody's genetic makeup is, then you know what their genetic limitations are and how to substitute food. And let's say somebody doesn't have the best pathway for detoxifying the toxins from our environment and may make them more susceptible to cancer, then we would know that what they could use is extra broccoli and cauliflower and all of that cruciferous family. And that will help to turn genes on to compensate for those that they're impaired in.
Oh, well, that's really wild. Now, what if somebody can't eat broccoli because they have gastroparesis?
Well, we have to be a little bit creative, and not everybody likes that set of vegetables, so it can be challenging.
Oh, you're so cute. Now, there's other things. Victor, jump in here. What's some good stuff?
One of the things I took away from this morning's conference is not only eating regarding your genetic markers, but just eating as far as inflammation. So much about inflammation is coming to light as far as not just pain in your body, but in regard to all manner of diseases as well.
Absolutely. What we understand now is that inflammation is the underlying mechanism for virtually every chronic disease, and it's chronic disease that we're increasingly concerned about. Lots and lots of people have chronic disorders. They're not getting better. They're aging. It just seems to be deteriorating, and so we're very concerned about how inflammation gets started and how it triggers a number of additional diseases.
And of all things, food could be one of the big answers here.
Food could be a huge answer. And I think getting away from our standard American diet, tons of fast food, eating on the run, and back towards the simpler meals that we used to eat as kids, whole foods, prepared at home.
Oh, yeah. No, I lost 40 pounds last year. Victor helped me, advise me, and I did it by eating fish and chicken, spinach and potatoes, and just plain old down-home stuff that they probably grow down in the Redlands and cook and catch or out here in the waters. And my wife shops to make sure that it's natural fish and that it's caught in areas where the waters are clean.
And did you find it really hard?
No, actually, I didn't.
That's what's amazing.
Actually, I didn't. What I found was that when I started to eat in a particular manner, that it was almost impossible. I started to tell Victor, I'm falling through the floor. I can't stop. And I had to add carbs to my diet in order to slow down and finally stop. And now I'm starting to do it again because I'm eating on the run.
Uh-oh.
But now what I do is I bring my bring some food with me. I bring a bar with me to make sure I can always have something in my system. It's very important to me. I find that very, very helpful. Victor, one last question do you have for the doc here?
How do you foresee the future as far as, I know a lot of this research I realize is long-term, but how long do you think it'll be till we actually know much more specifically what you can do with the genetic profile?
Well, what I see happening is it's a spectrum, a gradation, and we're already starting to apply some of the research and personalizing care for the patients. And I think that trend will just escalate. And as the research comes along, it'll be incorporated into the clinic. It's already being used pretty nicely now with pharmacogenomics, and nutritional genomics will be right behind it.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Ruth DeBus, PhD, RD, faculty at the Institute for Functional Medicine at ICAMP. She works with us at the University of Miami Health Center. We call it UHealth. Dr. DeBus, thank you for being a part of our program today. We'll be right back after this short break with another terrific guest. We're going to have PhD Johnny Lewis. He's a doctor. He's an associate professor, director of research for complementary and integrative medicine. You better stick with us. This is going to be good. Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with more Freed on Business. We are live. We are live from the iCamp, the University of Miami Integrative and Complementary Academic Medicine Program. If you'd like to get involved as a donor, you can call 305-243-4751 and make sure to ask for my good friend, Donna Franklin. She's the one that puts this fabulous program together. And now we've got Dr. Johnny Lewis, PhD, Associate Professor and Director for Research of Complementary and Integrative Medicine, and according to Patricia Shaheen, the biggest hunk vegan in Miami. Welcome to the show, and I guess she's right, although I wouldn't know. I don't really think that that's my role to judge.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
Peanut Gallery loves you, Doc.
That's great.
Now tell me, what is exactly that you do for UM and U Health?
Primarily, I'm a researcher, a clinical researcher in nutrition, exercise, and integrative medicine. I do some other things, too. Do a lot of administrative work. I'm on four different committees. I chair a couple of committees. I'm on the faculty senate, supervise students.
How about gear? Are you involved with gear?
No, I actually haven't been involved in the gear project.
Okay.
I do everything practically but wash the sinks around there.
No, that place is fabulous. I absolutely love those guys. They're terrific, and I can't wait to see how they apply genetics to physiology. And I guess that's sort of what you do. You apply nutrition to physiology?
We look at a lot of different factors, actually. We look at the effect of improving nutrition, improving physical fitness on lots of different outcome variables, whether it be inflammation, the functioning of the immune system, general quality of life, cognitive factors, you name it. We look at a wide variety of different types of clinical outcomes in different populations, too. Unfortunately, everything we do is driven by funding, so we are sort of at the, I guess you could say, at the guise
of your funding?
Exactly, at the mercy of our funding.
Well, then let me throw it out right now. If anybody wants to help and they're enjoying this program, they're enjoying the new age type of medications that we're talking about and the actual application of all these new things, then give a call to Donna Franklin. You can reach Donna at 305-243-4751 and help fund this fabulous group in our community that's helping make the lives of all of our different constituencies better, from the people that grow in their backyards to the people that buy at Whole Foods.
Absolutely. If I may correct you on one thing,
please.
We actually don't look at medications. We're looking at dietary supplements. So there is...
I didn't mean to misspeak.
That's okay. But
except for Hippocrates said, let your food be your medicine.
Absolutely.
So actually, food is medicine.
Absolutely. It completely is. But, you know, for our listeners out there who maybe think that a dietary supplement is regulated by the FDA, it's something you need a prescription for, it's actually not. So mostly what we're talking about here are studies that are dealing with dietary supplements.
And things that I can buy off the shelf. And, you know, there's been so much talk in the past that things that you buy that are supplements don't work, that it's a bunch of hoo-ha. I can personally attest to the fact I use the standard processed food-based vitamins that Victor gives me, and I guess that U Health also recommends. And I find them to be fabulous. When I miss, I feel it.
Sure. Well, we actually have a couple of really exciting studies we just finished up recently. One is in Alzheimer's disease, and we've actually showed with a 12-month intervention of this particular dietary supplement that our subjects had an improvement in cognitive functioning, which, number one, if you look in the literature, usually the drug studies are only run for 3 to 6 months. If they're lucky, they may delay the cognitive decline, but we've actually shown an improvement in cognitive functioning in this study. We've also shown an improvement in immune system functioning as well, so we're really excited about this particular study. Another product we have is one of the vendors here, Daiwa Health Development.
Uh-huh.
Their product called BRM4, we've showed an improvement in immune system functioning with their product as well. So we're on some pretty cutting-edge work here, and we're really excited about what we're doing at the clinical level to help basically improve people's lives.
Well, that's why they call it U Health.
That's right.
I love it. I love it. Now, that's when we say U Health, we're talking about the University of Miami Medical Center, and we refer to it on our program as U Health. Now, we're here today with Dr. John Lewis. He's a PhD, associate professor, director of research at complementary and integrative medicine, and we're talking about nutrition and you. So what's the big takeaway from the conference? What's going on in your field, John, that's something that's really the general public needs to know about?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if I could boil it down to one point.
Give me two or three.
Okay, I'll give you two or three. We're getting a wide variety of speakers here today and tomorrow on just really lots of different topics on nutrition. One of the big things that I deal with people is motivation, for example. What motivates people to be healthy? In other words, what is the difference between saying, well, I'm hungry, I want to drive through Taco Bell and just get a chalupa and a soda, versus saying, no, I'm going to go to Publix and I'm going to buy foods that look like they came either out of the ground or off the tree, and I'm going to make a meal for myself that's much more nutritionally dense and comprehensive and beneficial to me, as opposed to processed food-like substances, which really are not beneficial for us at all, and which really are driving the epidemics of chronic diseases that we have in this country today. And obesity. So when you look at obesity, cancer, heart disease, osteoporosis, arthritis, mental health, all these things are just exploding in astronomical numbers, not only at the quality of life level, but at the financial level. It's really costing us as a society. So one of the topics that I heard earlier was about motivation and, you know, how you get your patient or your client to be motivated to help that person, if he or she is in a negative health state, to get into a better health state. So I'm often fascinated with what motivates people. Personally, in my life, I saw all four of my grandparents die horrible, miserable deaths from chronic disease at a fairly young age, and I know even subconsciously it affected me to say, hey, wait a minute, I think drinking milk is good for me, but in reality, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of articles in the literature showing the negative consequences of eating too much dairy food in the diet. So the fact that I took the next step and said, okay, well, I'm not going to go down the road that my grandparents did. What can I do to prevent having chronic disease? And even going beyond my graduate training and looking at the literature, because, again, unless you go to a scientific and academic library, you're not going to see this stuff typically in the mass media. It's not going to be in, you know, what's considered popular news. So it's great that you're having me on here today just to give just a very brief mention of that topic in particular, but that's one that's very close to my heart.
Well, I know Victor wants to ask you a question.
Well, I think, you know, some of the motivating factors are, especially in Miami, one is vanity.
Absolutely.
Because if you eat, and you're a shining example, you obviously are a fit guy. And Miami, a lot of people are either really in great shape, mm-hmm. like South Beach, or they're obese, and there's not a whole lot of middle ground there. So one of it is vanity, if indeed you're not actually concerned about your health. But the other is financial. I mean, it gets expensive to get
sure.
sick. It really
Absolutely.
Does.
It's expensive to eat healthy, too.
It is, but you know.
Well, John, we only have a second left, and I want to get in there. You've mentioned again that the number one thing that holds you guys back is lack of funding. So I want to make sure I put the number out there again. If people want to get involved and make Miami, South Florida, and the world community in itself a better place to live with through nutrition, call Donna Franklin. She runs iCamp. She runs this whole thing. You can give her a call at 305-243-4751. We want to thank them for giving us this platform. John, I want to thank you for helping America learn how to eat right and stay fit.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll be right back after this short break. They're rustling up another fabulous guest for me, and the person is going to be Tina from Tina's Pride. She grows good food down in the Redlands. We'll be right back after this. Nothing all day, and I've been taking care of business.
This is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, hopefully you've been listening for the last few minutes. We are coming to you live, a special edition of Freed on Business. We're at iCamp from the University of Miami Integrative and Complementary Academic Medicine Programs. They have their conference ongoing, integrating functional nutrition into clinical practice, applied clinical nutrition. What it really is how does food make you feel good and feel better? And if there's one person in this town who knows how that works, it's Tina Bork. Tina is a farmer down in the Redlands. If you'd like to see how good, positive farming can be done, you go down and you visit Tina's farm. Tina is the purveyor of the finest fresh foods grown locally. Tina, welcome to our show.
Hi, we're honored to be here.
Well, thank you so much, Tina. Now, tell us a little bit about what prompts you to grow your food and to have only 12 people touch it.
Well, we have been in farming for 35 years. I was honored to be left the farm when my husband died in a farm accident, and I decided to keep it for my two boys, who are one and two at the time. Now they're 33 and 34. I'm not over 29, though. And so we, over the years, we sold to big produce departments and big stores, and they were never loyal. And we decided in the past 3 years to go local. And we have various families, and a lot of them came to us, and they said, we don't want to go to farmers markets. What we want is we want fresh produce that has just been harvested, grown for us, packed for us, and put somewhere so we can pick it up and bring it straight to our home. And that's what we do. We grow ultra-fresh vegetables, and we grow them on the farm with our farm team is made up of 12 members. We grow it on the farm, on our family farm and homestead. We deliver it one day within harvest to families for their family table.
All I can tell you is that I walked up and I said, wait a minute, those are the tomatoes I eat. Wait a minute, what's going on here? Now, you said, is my wife a member? And she's not, but she gets it at one of your clients, right?
Yes. That's correct, because what we have is a community support agriculture program, which is actually a fresh vegetable program. We grow it on the farm. We have clients that sign up at the beginning of the year and throughout the year, and so we specifically grow the vegetables just for them. So it's almost like it's their farm, and we open our farm the first Sunday of every month from 1 to 4 for our members and the public to come visit from November through April, and they actually come every single month so they can see how their produce is grown.
Now, this isn't you pick them. This is you got good stuff here.
Yes, our farm team does everything. All they have to do is pick up the box, open it up, and put it into their kitchens.
That sounds great. That sounds great. Victor, help me out here. You know, she's got the most fresh food for you, and I'll bet you that the time between when something is pulled from the ground, it immediately starts losing its vitality.
Oh, there's no question about it. And a lot of the produce you're going to get in your standard store, it's been sitting around for a while. So the fresher, the better.
Yes, the closest to your earth, you can eat anything. So we promote to eat food, steam, raw, as close as you can to its natural state.
And what types of fruits and vegetables do you grow on the farm?
We're vegetable growers. We're primarily heirloom tomato growers. We have our heirlooms in some of the finest restaurants in Miami.
And on my table.
And on your table and on a lot of families' table. And we consider ourselves the people's farm. And what we do is we grow all your lettuces, your herbs. Maybe one of our biggest problems with our members' family is we bombard them with so many herbs, they say, what do we do with all this? Because in reality, your herbs are your natural medicine for your body. And we truly believe that if you go to the farm, you won't have to go to the pharmacy.
Oh, later. Victor, this lady is a layup for you.
That's perfect. Farm instead of the pharmacy. I love that.
Yeah, farm instead of the pharmacy.
Now, if people like the type of programming that we're talking about today, make sure to give Donna Franklin a call. You can reach her at 305-243-4751. They're always looking for people to get involved and to give them donations to help fund their programming. And this is part of the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth on our show. And we're here right now with Tina from Tina's Farms. And Tina Bork is a second-generation farmer?
I'm actually no generation. I married into a farmer family. My husband was second generation. My two boys are third generation. And we're very thankful for Donna, because not only did she understand that fresh vegetables was part of what needed to be into her ICAMP program, but they're also going to put together a program within the university next year where members there and people there are going to get their fresh vegetables and become our members.
Well, Tina Bork, I want to thank you for making our community not only healthier, but making the health of our community accessible and affordable for the everyday person. You're a real true hero in our community, and I want to thank you so much for coming on and being on our show today.
Well, and I want to thank you for having us.
It's our absolute pleasure. We're going to be right back. We're going to have Kyle Stofers. He's a class of 2015. He's going to talk to us about what does all this mean to the students. We'll be right back after this short break here with more Freed on Business from the ICAMP conference. Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you?
We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did. South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Welcome back to a special edition of Freed on Business. We're here at the iCamp, the University of Miami Integrative and Complementary Academic Medicine Program, integrating functional nutrition into clinical practices and applied clinical nutrition conference. What that really means is they're telling you how good, solid food can help you feel better, and they're always looking for new donors and help with funding sources. If you'd like to get involved with their program, give them a call at 305-243-4751 and ask for my good friend, Donna Franklin. She runs everything and makes sure that it gets done. Now, we've got somebody really special on with us today. We've got Kyle Stofers. Kyle is a UM Class of 2015 med student. I'm a Gator, obviously. And he's going to talk to us. He came all the way from San Francisco to come to med school here. He's going to tell us what's going on from a young person's perspective. Kyle, first of all, welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, lean into the mic and tell us what you've learned here today.
Just real quick, last presentation we learned how to apply kind of the biochemical knowledge that we've gained, how to apply that in a clinical setting, you know, based on a physical exam, what we see, and then try to assess what to do with that information.
Okay, so you're a young medical student. I think in the past they were probably teaching you that everything good comes out of a pill bottle. How does this type of a conference impact your perspective on food as a healthful therapy?
Well, I really like it because I've always been a believer that food was very important. And coming into med school, I had that same idea that you mentioned with, you know, pills being the focus. But seeing this nutritional aspect, you know, dietary being the focus, is really refreshing. And, makes me confident that that's the way I want to practice going forward.
So it sounds like the University of Miami Health Center, we call them U Health here on the show, is really helping to frame the way that the doctors of the future are going to treat the patients.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we talk about the economic value. It's definitely a lot cheaper. It's a preventative type medicine. And, we all kind of know this Obamacare type situation right now. There's issues, and so this could be an answer for the future.
Yeah, with all the high healthcare costs and stuff like that, it seems like preventative medicine or complementary or alternative medicines that aren't as expensive as these pharmaceuticals they produce and perhaps not as dangerous is probably the way to go. Victor, it sounds like this guy's already been converted.
He's already doing it. I mean, that's my daughter's in med school, UM as well. It's the shift in perception, the way that health is approached. And it's not necessarily going to be a sickness care. It's going to be more of a health care, which is what they like to call it, but it hasn't been that in the past, but it seems to be evolving in that direction now.
Now, with that, what do you think is the most important takeaway that you as a young person, you've got still a body that hasn't been too polluted, what are you going to do with the next 50, 60 years of your life nutritionally?
I think the most important thing I can do is lead by example and, live a healthy lifestyle, maintain exercise, my exercise habits, maintain my healthy eating habits, because I feel like if you don't do it yourself, it's hard to get a patient to follow, It's not a do as I say, do as I do thing. You know,
so
you
you're not going to be like the doctor that I met when I was your age who used to smoke?
Exactly.
Exactly. Now, what do you like about going to med school at the University of Miami?
Oh, Miami's great. First off, love the location, love the weather. The classes are great as well, you know, top quality lectures, great, you know, people teaching us. And good focus on, you know, early clinical care. Like, we're in the hospital first week learning how to do physical exam and the interviews. And there's lots of opportunities in the community to help out, practice our skills, and have an impact right from the beginning.
Now, what attracted you to the University of Miami Health Center? We call it UHealth, their medical school. What attracted you? You to get in there, you must have been highly qualified. You must have been pursued by a number of other medical schools. What attracted you to the University of Miami? Besides the girls.
And the weather.
I was definitely interested in physical medicine and rehabilitation, which Miami has a special department in that. Not many other institutions have that. And in hindsight, the whole ICAMP program, I was a personal trainer before I started medical school, and I was very involved with, you know, eating healthy and living healthy. And to go to an institution that, you know, has a department with that focus is definitely very attractive.
That sounds terrific. Now, one last question. If you had to do it all over again, you'd pick the University of Miami Medical School and your involvement here with ICAMP?
Oh, definitely, without a doubt.
All right. Well, if you want to support smart, young, shiny pennies like our new doctor right over here, make sure you give Donna Franklin a call at 305-243-4751. Kyle, thank you so much for joining
us. Thanks again.
You're a super guy. I can't wait to have you, you know, see me at the UHealth Medical Center, University of Miami UHealth. We call them on the show. Again, we'll be right back after this short break with our next guest.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on our last segment here from the iCamp, the University of Miami Integrative and Complementary Academic Medicine Programs. If you've enjoyed our program today and are interested in the alternative treatments and cutting healthcare costs, staying healthy with nutrition, give Donna Franklin a call at 305-243-4751. They're always looking for volunteers and donors. This is making our community a better place to live for all of us. You should participate. We're here thanks to the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth. We're here thanks to Pinnacle Housing Group. Pinnacle Housing Group has developed and built over 6,000 apartment units. We're here thanks to Dr. Victor Franks and his executive boot camp that he's going to be having. And we are here in our last segment talking to Dr. Sharon Goldberg. She's the assistant professor of clinical medicine. We're talking about clinical medicine and how nutrition applies to it. She's the right person to talk to. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Lean into the mic. I'm not embarrassed to say. We want to make sure we hear everything you say.
Got it.
What's the clinical part? We've heard about the fruits and vegetables. Tell us about the medical part.
Well, there are different medical parts. I'm a hospitalist, which means that I do internal medicine in a hospital, particularly in Jackson and UMH, University of Miami Hospital. And I'm working together with several other people right now on a project where we institute nutritional education in patients prior to discharge from the hospital to try and reverse certain or, you know, decrease the recurrence of certain types of heart disease and other chronic diseases.
Fabulous. We had Josh on last week, who's doing the stem cell research. He's the cardiologist, and he was on last week. Wow, the amazing things that they're able to do there. But I got to believe that a lot of the patients that come to you have diseases that are related or maladies that are related to malnutrition or incorrect feeding, and that you help them when they're there so that they don't come back, because I got to believe that one of the things that our health system is judged on is recidivism.
Right, exactly, hospital readmissions. But it's inappropriate nutrition in humans. That's really the problem that we're talking about. And we are, essentially what it comes down to is people...
You're the first line of defense. Sounds like you are the first line of defense, and when we put people back on the streets to help them understand that they need to be more healthful, and you speak to them, it sounds to me, in a setting where they're going to listen, you would think.
I think people listen a little bit more after they've had a heart attack, but I think that people are often surprised when they hear from us that heart attacks relate a lot more to what people are eating than to their genetic makeup, and really changing your diet after having a heart attack or... another type of heart failure or something like that can really make a difference with treating your disease.
It really sounds very important that you hear about everybody. You see the guys that the people that had a heart attack, they lose weight. But sometimes that's just losing weight because they're losing weight. It's not losing weight healthfully, and that's what you're talking about, isn't
it? Right, and it's actually really, really simple, because I think that's something that a lot of physicians aren't aware of. What they talk about here in functional medicine is that the concept of plant-based diets, which is eating more foods that come from plant sources and less foods that come from animal sources. It's not vegetarianism or veganism. It's just that cholesterol is the problem when it comes to atherosclerosis, and cholesterol only comes from foods that come from animal sources. So when you minimize the amount of food that comes from animals and you maximize the amount of food from plants, you decrease your cholesterol, and that's with or without drugs.
Well, that is just great information. I want to just make sure you lean in and don't go back and forth. We're not going to have Juan go crazy on his levels there. And your information is so good, I want to make sure everybody hears it. We've got two more minutes on the show or two more minutes on the segment? Two more minutes on the segment. All right. Well, doctor, what do you think has been the biggest takeaway? You're our cleanup hitter here. What do you think is really necessary for people to take away from this, being that you're a hospital-focused clinician?
Right. I think that really there is actually a one-size-fits-all approach to improving human health, and I know this sounds like a sort of a very wide-sweeping statement.
Hold it. I'm holding on to my chair.
And it's essentially just eat more foods that come from plants and fewer foods that come from animals.
Wow.
And that is... It's evidence-based medicine. This is not integrative medicine. It's evidence-based, and it's been proven to really treat and reverse many, many chronic diseases, diabetes, heart disease, elevated cholesterol. It's even things that people don't talk about, like multiple sclerosis, autoimmune diseases, and this is what, you know, what our group is working
on. Well, my dad had MS.
I like what you mentioned, recidivism. You only hear that term when people get out of jail, and then they end up back in jail. Well, it's sort of, in a way, it's out of the hospital, back in the hospital. So it is. It's a very appropriate word. Jim came up with that one.
Well, Sharon, I want to thank you so much for coming and being our cleanup hitter.
Thank you, Jim.
I think you're a very valuable resource here for all of us, and especially the University of Miami Health System. We refer to them as UHealth on the show. And want to thank you so much for everything. Again, if people want to get involved with the iCamp, they can give a call to Donna Franklin at 305-243-4751. I want to kind of start wrapping it up here. I want to thank Victor Franks, Dr. Victor Franks. You hear him every week on our show. You may think that he's full of whatever. Well, I'm sitting here in a room full of people that think just like him, and he's a star. Victor Franks knows what's happening, and the advice he gives on our show is really good, and you better go to his executive boot camp. You'll see me there. I want to thank Pinnacle Housing Group. They have over 20,000 residents earning salaries between $15,000 and $50,000 per year per family. I want to thank, of course, UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. I want to thank DataCorp, Associates in Business. I want to thank, of course, Social Media 305, providing us with all of our social media extravaganza. And I want to, of course, thank you, our listeners. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. You don't feel